Welcome back. Hour number three of Inside New Orleans on New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST. My name is Eric Asher. I want to thank David Farah and also Sherry McKee. David Farah of Big Blue Marble, also Sherry McKee of Where You At Magazine for joining us in our last segment. Miss Ann Tuneman joins us. See, I've gotten used to that Tuneman now. It's no longer, I no longer call, I even changed it on my email. You're now Ann Tuneman, no longer Ann Rogers. Sorry, Dad and Mom. But Ann Tuneman's with us from Tales of the Cocktail. Girl, I got to ask you, how'd you pull it off? I mean, how'd you pull it off? How were you able to do this? How were you able to turn the what started out as a, I don't want to say a small festival, but turned out, but you know, what is it, six years ago? This was the sixth year anniversary?
This was our sixth anniversary.
Sixth anniversary, yeah. So 6 years ago, kind of putting this together. And I got to tell you, people from all over the country, from all over the world, international owners of brands, international mixologists, people descending on New Orleans being the center of the cocktail culture of the world here, and what an incredible success in my mind, and I'm sure in yours. You're tallying it up, I know, but what a great success Tales of the Cocktail was.
Yes, we are tallying all those things up right now. It's 350 liters of lemon juice, 350 liters of lime juice, all those things. But you're right. I mean, when we started out, we literally had, 100 people in the back of the carousel bar. And this year, I mean, we just, exploded. And the, challenges that we had were all, good challenges that are growing pains. And thank goodness, we had a really great team of people that just, hustled. A lot of youth and energy that, made it happen. Because it's such a monumental event to put on with serving cocktails at, every one of these events. So
yes.
It's not just like a regular conference where you have a panel of, three or four people there. You have a panel and you're serving, multiple cocktails at every event and garnishes and, you just start getting a little loopy. So Mr. Frank is in here with us with Glazer, who we have to give him a big shout out.
Frank
because,
Stansberry in the house.
Frank worked as hard as we did. We actually got him just as he got the official Tales of the Cocktail, polo shirt to now wear as one of our ambassadors. But, I mean, people like Frank that are, work with the distributor and our suppliers, I mean, really do a lot of work to, help us, pull this thing off with their brands. But it's pretty massive, and, yes, we're still recovering today, so that's why I brought you Fiji water, the official water of Tales of the Cocktail.
I've got Fiji water,
is
the official water
today.
That's what we're drinking. But we'll be drinking later, because Frank never comes empty-handed as well.
Right.
But I appreciate the water. I needed it on Monday. I needed it on Tuesday. By Wednesday, I was kind of coming back. It was a lot of fun.
And now that you can't drink the water, it's
yeah, that's right. Awesome. That's true. You can't.
Somebody said we need Tales of the Sobriety now. But,
yes.
But yeah, tell
we don't. No, we don't.
I know.
Frank, you do this. You do this for a living.
I do.
I mean, honestly, if there's an event in New Orleans, you're involved in it. So talk about the success of Tales of the Cocktail. Let me see if we got something here. You got them in the ear here.
Okay,
go ahead.
Wait, about the success. Okay, well, I guess the best thing to say is I'm used to doing one event at a time. In one day, actually I do 20 a week, so there's a couple going on, but not to the extent of this right here. So when you put, 60, 70 events into a five-day period, and everybody rushing from room to room, and, you have to understand that you're in cooperation with all of the guests also, and you're trying to be in the background where nobody's seen you actually move, and so to do this is just fabulous, to be able to pull that off, like you say, because no one really noticed all of the inning going in and out.
Nobody knew what was going on behind the scenes.
Exactly. And so for everybody to be happy and for those things to be shown at the end and everybody to walk around with a smile on their face and say, oh, this is great, or I learned something, or, God, I can't wait to come back, or, I really felt New Orleans was fabulous. First time I've ever been here, and of course there were a lot of people that did that. It was their first time here in New Orleans.
Yeah, it was. Some first after Katrina.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And those are actually my favorite comments. I mean, we have a stack of emails this thick of people that said they had a good time. But I like the people. My favorites really are. It's like the people from Metairie that I just got an email from a guy today. He had been to our tiki dinner in February and had a great time, and then came to some of the events. And the people that just say, hey, we appreciate what you guys do for the city, and when they thank us, I mean, they're thanking the entire team, they're thanking every sponsor, they're thanking Frank, and those are just my favorite emails, because we do want the city to look great. And I think, again, it's in our genes to know how to host and throw parties. But you're right, I mean, we had 20 people behind the scenes doing nothing but, you know, juicing.
Right.
You know, when you're looking at 31 pounds of mint over 5 days, you know, I mean, these are like ungodly numbers. Okay, I mean, when you think about it, you know, like
don't think about
1,000, you know, infused goji berries. I mean, I'm just starting to look at the numbers, and you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, it's crazy. So,
and the goji berries were just for one drink one night.
Exactly,
right.
At so cocktail was, hour, right? Yeah, this
exactly.
Gentleman had Crown Royal, one of the Diageo products that, you know, he had come in early, and we had the goji berries for him, and he was infusing them. And you know, the thing about this event is you have the absolute top mixologists, and they all want to, you know, really put their best foot forward. So they come up with some crazy things that, you know, they make us look forward to. So yuzu juice, I don't know, you know, always learn about some new ingredient that we've never heard of before.
And what about yourself? You and Paul, you guys obviously have a fantastic team, and you do, because I walked up to every one of your team that I saw, and I thanked them personally, because I saw the folks at the media center always with a smile on their face, always trying to be helpful, always going taking the next step if they had to, whatever they had to do to make sure that the guests were taken care of, they did it. What about yourself? I mean, it's got to be tough for you to enjoy the event, but obviously you got to enjoy what people are taking away from the event. Paul and I talked about it. Paul and I were really kind of joined at the hip doing the radio shows together over 3 days. And when we talked to somebody that owned a brand, or we talked to a mixologist that was from honestly could have been from anywhere in the world.
Right.
They were bringing back the gospel of New Orleans to wherever they lived. And the one beautiful thing I thought about Tales of the Cocktail, and Frank, you and I discussed this as well.
Right.
When you deal with mixologists, these guys are behind the bar. And what a better person to be able to preach about where New Orleans is in terms of our hospitality than a bartender. You know, hey, guess where I was last week? Tales of the Cocktail. Or, yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'd like to go to New Orleans, but, boom, they can come out and say, wait a minute, you need to go to New Orleans.
Right, that's a good point, because, I mean, think of how many people a bartender touches as, you know, an ambassador to our city, and they really are appreciative that, you know, New Orleans is the backdrop for this. No, Paul was very thrilled that you were there, because Paul did get to hang out with you and drink some and have a good time.
I got thrilled. I was thrilled, too, because I got to drink and hang out with Mr. Cocktail.
Yeah, Paul's your buddy, so he thoroughly enjoyed that. I know you guys had some great shows, and, gosh, when we put out the word that, you know, Eric Asher was going to be there live, it was like everybody was running to see you at the carousel bar.
I think they were running to get the drinks.
Hopefully you got some swag out of that.
Swag? I had to pack another suitcase.
Good. But you're right. That really is a good point that I hadn't thought of, but kind of like a cab driver, a bartender, a concierge. I mean, you know, frontline people that really can impact a lot of folks and say, hey, you know, you definitely want to go down there. There's something happening. And, you know, just today I was reading a online review from a lady who is a, you know, top freelance writer in New York, and she said, you know, she fell in love with New Orleans, you know, all over again. And, of course, she went to, you know, great places to eat and had great cocktails at some of our bars and went to seminars and just, you know, interacted with all the great New Orleans folks like, you know, yourself. And so I read that, and it's like, oh, you know, that's
I read the Zagat review the other day, which was fabulous. Frank, you've seen this from, I'd like to say the inside looking out, but the outside looking in. You've been around this thing almost since its inception.
Yeah.
You see events. You've seen Satchmo Fest grow. You've seen Dirty Linen Night grow. You've seen all these mini festivals that we put together especially during the summertime, but throughout the year, to be able to draw New Orleanians to be a tourist in their own hometown, but also bringing people from around the country. Talk about the genesis of Tales of the Cocktail, for where it was to where it is today.
Well, let me say one thing first that I want to bring out. You know, I take a lot of pictures. Obviously, I have my camera at my side almost the whole time. And a lot of times I don't realize what I'm taking until I go back and, you know, the computer blows it up on the screen. And then all of a sudden I find these fabulous mixologists from all around the world that are in this picture that I didn't even know was sitting there. It might be just some little seminar or whatever. And I think what bartenders are feeling is that this is the all-star game of bartenders.
Yes.
You know, they've been picked. Yeah, they come over here, and they're with the rest of the all-stars. So, and Dale DeGroff basically said it best at the award ceremony. He said, Ann has basically taken the bartender now and made him feel that this is now the job to have, basically, you know, and brought it up to a whole nother level. And so these people, when they come here, like I said, feel like they're at the all-star game of their profession. You know, which they are.
No, they
you
are. No,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
They really are.
So,
and weren't the awards fun? I mean, again, that's
yes.
something that we're trying to start.
Right.
So
yeah.
this is kind of hopefully going to be like, you know, the James Beard of, you know, cocktail
right.
awards.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
I thought the awards banquet was fantastic, and
yeah.
I thought it was really done well. It had the feel. I've never been to an Academy Awards,
right.
but it had the feel of an Academy Awards night, the way it was presented. Christopher McDonald was there, obviously, I thought you guys did an excellent job with it. Go back to my question, because
okay.
you have been here
yes, I have.
Since the beginning, and you are involved in a lot of these festivals, some of them that are just starting up,
right.
some of them that are growing on a year-in, year-out basis, compared to what Tails has been involved
in. Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm always honest with the way I put it. We weren't involved in the original ones, and I came probably, 2 years ago, or after the, let's see if this is the sixth, after the fourth one.
Right.
And I said, Ian, I believe that we need to be involved, you know, like that. And I'd like to be involved, you know. And
I think since 2006, which we've been very grateful for.
So, but, you know, I certainly seen the potential of it being there and the job that everybody did. And the fact of just getting, it started out with local celebrities,
mm-hmm.
you know, making the drinks. And I saw how fun it was, you know, to the different celebrities that were here and the fun they had in front of everybody and everybody meeting them and the authors. And I said, you know, definitely wanted to be involved in that part. And so that's when it was able to mushroom and go a little bit further. And obviously, I want to become a bigger part, and we already discussed that. So
mm-hmm.
I think for what happened this year with the numbers of people that they had,
mm-hmm.
I think by the time we put our heads together after this, we'll be able to actually cover another double of the amount, you know. So
right.
I don't
right.
think there'll be a problem.
Frank does
so,
a great job, too, like, again, as an ambassador, like getting his other – you know, bosses and VIPs to come down there and see what's happening.
I
just,
saw them. They were there.
Like,
exactly.
Just like, I mean, it was fantastic when you got, you know, Arnie Philco there, mm-hmm. a great friend of yours and, you know,
mm-hmm.
the radio station. But, you know, Frank is right. The growth that we had this year was just, you know, unbelievable in terms of, you know, people, not all that paid to go. You know,
right.
we had some of those, you know, wristband crashes,
sure,
I guess.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, this is where, like, you know, we can work with Frank and we definitely listen and take his advice and, you know, take advantage of some of the things that the suppliers have that they can help us with to keep growing, but in a good way where we can accommodate those, you know, locals and visitors and
right.
celebrities and, you know, everybody. So we really appreciate, you know, his input. I mean, just already he's like, you know, we can have trucks and we can do this. And, you know, because, I mean, we're like, you know, it's like me and one other person,
right.
you know, during the year.
Well,
so
I'll give you a perfect
we need
example.
Bouncers, too, we decided, Frank.
Right.
So we need some good
exactly.
Suburban Street bouncers.
we got a couple of those guys for you. We can do that.
Yeah.
Frank, you want to make a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment. You know, Ann, when she first started with the first couple of years, she saw what was filled in the garage. And then when we started delivering what was to be, you know, for this year's function, she noticed that the first delivery basically filled up the garage. And
right.
at that point, it's like, okay, where do we go from here? So,
a warehouse?
Well,
yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we have, like I said, we have about 10 football fields in St. Rose,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I can take a portion of, you know, with Glazer's Wholesale, their warehouse out there. So, and that's what we're going to look at doing some of the things to make sure we can expand the right way. Hopefully. Anyway, that's just a suggestion,
yeah, no,
of course.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You know.
I tell you what, before we go to break, I know you hate when I do this to you, but I got to do it to you anyway. And what's next?
Oh,
I mean,
you know
I'm always putting pressure on you.
Right.
I think this can be a year-round event. I think that we can have the opportunity to make it almost be seasonal, where we do something every season and keep the Tales of the Cocktail brand alive. What's next?
Well, the couple things that are on our agenda next is first that our 501c3 and nonprofit, we're working on our project for this year that's called Behind the Bar, and we're doing a photo exhibit that is going to debut in conjunction with Art for Art's Sake, and it is all photographs of people, you know, capturing the spirit and cocktail culture of New Orleans, and that'll be on display at the W Hotel. And then we are doing Tales of the Toddy again, so I'll have to get with Mr. Frank about that. Of course, next week we're kind of taking some time and have some sleep and regroup and all that
off.
Stuff. But we will be doing Tales of the Toddy again, and then we will be doing our film fest again, too. And then, you know, who knows what, you know, comes in between. But definitely we will have that, you know, fall-winter event. and a spring event too. But like I said, the first thing coming up is our Behind the Bar exhibit, and that's going to be at the W, and it'll be, you know, free for everybody to go see for a month. So.
Well, I know you won't take credit for it, but I got to say it, and Frank, you can kind of chime in. I know SoFab is up and running. Dickie Brennan mm-hmm. has done a great job mm-hmm. in getting behind the Southern Food and Beverage Museum.
That's correct, yeah.
But we've now got a cocktail museum that's within that,
mm-hmm.
and I got a feeling, and this is just me, that the Tales of the Cocktails has been kind of in the emphasis around of putting that thing together and kind of pushing that, maybe not you know, all the way, but pushing that thing to where it is. It's open and around today.
Well, it did leave the city, and I think the reason
yeah.
it came back was
right.
because
well,
of Tales
right.
of the Cocktails.
And all those
that
people
is, so.
Met at one of our first years of
correct.
Tales of the Cocktails.
Yeah.
So definitely, that is a bloodline back to us. And now we actually have an absinthe museum, which we'll have to come talk to you about.
Yeah,
later,
I'd like
too.
To go to that museum. But when I don't have to drive and when I don't have to talk on the radio.
Right. Can it's within walking distance of here.
There you go. That's fine. You heard that, Warren Riley? I'm not driving. You're not going to catch me in a car.
That's right. There you go.
You're listening to New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690, WIST. Mrs. Cocktail going to have a nice rest now till I can get her to start another event.
Right. We're drinking Fiji water and Diet Pepsi and Sierra Mist, our non-alcoholic partners for this weekend.
Amen to that. Well, I'm about to start drinking in a few
right.
minutes.
Well,
so.
Then we'll go for the Dirty Vixen Martini. That's
there you
good.
Go. You're on the wagon. You're listening to New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690, WIST.
Eric Asher, Papa Don't Take No Mess.
Welcome back. You're listening to New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST. My name is Eric Asher. Thanks for being with us. Frank Stansberry in the house as we get ready to look at some of the events that are going on this weekend and beyond. And we've got a full studio here, Frank. You don't play when I say bring guests, do you? You brought guests. You brought swag for us to give away to anyone over 21, by the way.
That's correct. And we did finish one cocktail party, but it's not going to be a Tales cocktail, but it will be another cocktail party, a very big one. But, you know, first off, you know, we talked about Friends of the Ferry. I think we need to just make that announcement.
Right. I said it yesterday, but reiterate
yeah,
that if
yeah,
you
yeah,
would.
The Friends of the Ferry, for you to know, this was going to be ferry night this Saturday, and because of the oil spill, obviously, and the Canal Street Ferry not being able to go across, it's been rescheduled for the 16th of August. So in case you don't know what that is, it's basically everybody dresses up as fairies,
right.
and they do a second line from
the east bank to the west bank.
But you know, they actually take the second line parade, the whole parade, including the band and everything
they're
on
not
the ferry.
They're not walking on water, folks.
That's
they're actually
right.
on
yeah,
the ferry.
They actually take the ferry and everything and go over, and they have cocktails before on this side, and they have cocktails on the other side.
And nothing wrong with that. If they can have some absinthe, they could see some green fairies.
They can see some green fairies, exactly. So, but we do have some guests in. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, a couple of weeks coming down the road now, we're going to have Dirty Linen Night.
Well, I love
and
the night.
In the next 3 weeks, we're going to be bringing some artists in, but we thought it'd be appropriate since Tales is over at this point. That about 3 weeks ago, we had a press conference and we had a martini contest, and we wanted to pick the best dirty martini that would be the official dirty martini of Dirty Linen Night, and we have our winner here, and I'm going to have Miss Antoinette introduce herself first, and she's on the board of. Born,
right.
Also, which is one of the people who are hosting the event, and she'll tell you a little bit about the Dirty Martini first and introduce our guest here, and we'll talk a little bit about what she's going to be doing on Dirty Linen Night. Besides, we'll go ahead and taste this as soon as she shakes.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her shake it over the mic so you can hear
that
shaking.
We're going to be shaking some martinis
that's
here.
It.
And Antoinette... I'm not going to book your name. And Frank knows you a lot longer than
that's
I do.
Right.
And he wasn't butchering your name. So I'm going to let you say your own last name.
It's D'Alteris.
D'Alteris.
A good Italian name.
There you go. Antoinette D'Alteris has been on our program many times. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Enjoying the air conditioning. It's a little warmer.
I keep it cool in here, though. It's like an icebox. Actually, I turned the air conditioning up because I knew we had a lot of people who were going to come in. I didn't want to freeze you guys out. Talk a little bit about, first of all, our guests who we have in studio with us.
Well, we have two great guests today. Our first guest is Jacqueline McCabe, and Frank already mentioned that she was the winner in our martini contest with the Dirty Vixen, which is a gorgeous plum-colored cocktail and a fabulous flavor, and she's going to be featuring that in her shop, the Voluptuous Vixen, which is at the corner of Madison and Charters. It's 818 Charters Street, And that's that street actually has five or six different shops on there. She's got some musicians that are going to be playing outside. Dave and Rosalind are going to be there. So we're really looking forward to having that street involved. It's a great pass-through from Dutch Alley back to the Royal Street where the main event is. And that's running from the 200 block of Royal Street to the 1,000 block. Right now we have over 70 participating merchants. We have at least 10 different live musicians, a couple of DJs. We've got some great street performers, and of course we've got some great artists, which is our other guest today. James Vella is here from Vella Glass Art, and we're really excited about that. And you talk about a transition from Tales of the Cocktail to Dirty Linen Night.
Right.
James was actually at Tales of the Cocktail previewing his fabulous absinthe glasses.
I heard about it. I heard that they were giving away glasses at the craft show?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I know that everybody that went to that particular show got some glasses. I didn't make it over there, but these are wonderful glasses.
Well, that was the Riedel glassware, though.
Was
they
it?
Got the glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's I'm confused by too many glasses.
We'll talk about this in a second.
This
let's
is
go
a unique glass.
Martini
but yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear. We're ready to drink. I can't drink too much because I'm taping informed sources at 3:30 today with Lee Zurich of Channel 4. It'll be on tonight at 7 o'clock and then 11:30 tonight as well. But no matter what, you know, I'm going to at least taste the libation and. So what do we got a mic right here to explain to the folks, Jacqueline, what we're doing here.
Let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a vodka-based martini out of Tito Vodka.
Tito's handmade vodka from Austin, Texas.
We won't hold that against him.
Actually, it was rated, it was given 2 gold stars in the San Francisco liquor contest, or the competition. She's going to let me pour.
Well, Austin's close to San Antonio. San Antonio tried to take the Saints, so okay. That was where I was going.
Well, Austin just tried to take our musicians.
Yeah,
so
that too.
Well, I was trying to do a little twist on the traditional dirty martini, so we are using Kalamata olives. And we searched high and low. We had a lot of fun one night at Harry's Corner tasting this. And we came up with Miss Suzette. Kalamata olives that you can buy at Central Grocery make the best out of this.
And explain, if you could, for the audience, what a Kalamata olive is. Can you? Can anybody? They're green. They're green and they're good.
No. It's a black olive.
It's a black olive.
And it's a Greek olive.
Okay, Greek. I'm drinking.
And
I'm going to let you.
Great purple juice.
And
it's
this
really
great
purple juice.
Okay, and I'm tasting now, folks. So go ahead, continue.
And we're supposed to stuff the Kalamata olive with cream cheese.
Ooh, that's good. That is really good. That's a really good martini.
Why, thank you.
That's really good. It'll fit right in with Dirty Linen.
So these are going to be featured at the store, the Voluptuous Vixen. It's 818 Charters. It's on the corner of Madison, but a lot of people don't know where Madison is. It's that little one-block street between St. Anne and Dumaine.
And what do you feature in your shop?
I am a clothing store for real women for real sizes, sizes 12 to 28.
Right.
Fashion-forward, trendy designer clothes. Everything from jeans to semi-formal dresses.
Fantastic.
I think what I'd like to do is explain the map, if we can.
Could you?
So if you can look at Royal Street and go from the 200 block to the 1,000 block, and then basically go across St. Anne, and then at St. Anne, which is where the Muriel's and the cathedral
sure.
is, that block from St. Anne and then going down Chartist to Madison.
If you're facing the church, it's one block. Right,
right. Exactly. And then going across St. Anne and then over to the French Market. So, basically that's the entire map of what, and it'll be over 70 venues.
Right.
And we'll have 70 different cocktails, beers, wines in all of those locations.
A little bit of lanyard for you folks.
Yeah, and and I think we should mention it's free of charge, right, to do that.
Also,
no need for a band. No need for a wristband.
No need for a wristband.
Dirty Linen, you just walk down and...
You need your ID, though.
You need your ID to show you're 21. But, you know, this is a great event, and obviously the merchants along Royal Street, the merchants in the quarter that get involved in this are asking you to come into their shop, enjoy their shop. More than anything else, buy something. Buy something, folks. Go in, buy something. And be a tourist in your own hometown and give back to a lot of our shops that, quite frankly, during the summer struggle a little bit. The rent doesn't go down. The electricity bill doesn't go down. The products they purchase don't go down. But they need people to come in and frequent those establishments.
And, you know, two things. If you don't want to carry it, the store will hold it you know, for you that evening. Or if you want to hold it till the next day and just drive by and call them and say, look, I'm outside, can I hand it to you? So, yeah, don't think for the fact that you're walking down the street and you don't want to carry it that you don't need to buy, you know, if you see something you really like. And just remember, if you see something, it may not be there when you walk back.
That's right. So that is the truth.
These are a lot of one-of-a-kind type items that are on all of these shops.
Antoinette?
The other thing that's happening, as you said, if you want to make a night of it and be a tourist in your own hometown, we've partnered with the Chateau Sonesta Hotel for a fabulous room rate. It's $99, everything included for two adults. Now it gets better. They're going to give you a coupon book with $150 for a different restaurant.
Wait. Back that up now. What you're telling me is you're going to get a great room for two nights, $99 a night, but then you're also going to get a $150 coupon book so that you can go and go out and frequent great restaurants. A lot of the shops out there, so basically you're getting a freebie almost.
Now, you know what kind of room you had at the Mont Leon.
Yes, I did.
Chateau Sonesta, actually, every one of their rooms are large because, remember, it used to be homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be the home department store, and when they renovated it, it had high ceilings and everything, and they basically made them all suites when they did that. So, again, $99 rate. And again, the $150 coupon.
Yeah. Now, how can someone get involved in that?
Because they do have a special number.
Yes. Okay.
If you go to their website, chateausonesta.com, or if you call them at their local number, 586-0088, just tell them you want the reservation. The code is DRTLN, otherwise known as Dirty Linen.
Right.
If you just say Dirty Linen, you'll get it. Now, the key to this is, if you're coming in a little bit early and you want to really bring some guests in, it's actually good from the 7th through the 11th. So you can come in for a three-day weekend and get that same rate and that little bonus and yap. And you can have some great drinks over there. They're going to be featuring some martinis for us as well. And $10 of your room rate is going to go back to Dirty Linen and Bourne, which is our sponsor group.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about Bourne, because we've mentioned it twice, and we haven't told the audience about Bourne. Tell them a bit about it.
Well, Bourne is actually Better Opportunities right now. It's a nonprofit organization started by Tyra Wilson Brown and myself, and, of course, Frank is on the board. We have some other community members that are involved. We strive to provide opportunities for growth and development for underprivileged, socially, economically, and educationally underprivileged families in the 5 parish zones. So some of the things that we've done in the past are the prom dress program. We also work as a clearinghouse to connect them with programs that can work with them directly. So we may not provide the service directly, but we provide a connection. And that sometimes is the key, is the communication piece.
Listen to Antoinette trying to take my job. Are you hearing this? You're kidding me. You better get out of here, girl. You better leave now. One more time, tell the folks about the accommodations. Look, we say it all the time. Be a tourist in your own hometown. And this is an opportunity to be a tourist in your hometown. Get a coupon book for $150. It's going to help you defray some of that cost over the weekend or beyond in some of the great shops in the quarter, some of the great restaurants in the quarter. One more time.
It's Chateau Sonesta Hotel. You can go to their website, chateausonesta.com. The code is DRTLN. The rate is $99 a night for two adults. They have a pool. They have valet parking. And it's really easy
to
access.
They have a spa.
They do. And it's the corner of Canal Street and Bourbon Street.
Folks, get involved. And, of course, Dirty Linen night is?
August the 9th.
August the 9th. Folks, thanks for coming in.
6 to 9 p.m.
Don't go anywhere. New Orleans, don't go anywhere. We got more guests for you. We got giveaways as well. Frank Stansberry never comes empty-handed. Got some passes for you to Dirty Linen night, right? Or is it Saturday?
Well, actually, we can give 1,000 passes to Dirty Linen.
That's right, because it's free.
Everything's free.
But we have something for?
Yes, we do. Oh, it's going to be for Satchmo's Strut.
Satchmo's
Strut. They're coming in shortly after Jim.
Right, they're going to go.
So we're going to
go to Jim and talk a little bit about his glasses. We've got some Cruzan Single Barrel Estate Rum, which is absolutely fantastic. We'll give away to those over 21. We'll do that next on AM 690 WIST, New Orleans Real Talk, the Mighty 690. My name is Eric Asher. We go to 3 o'clock this afternoon.
WIST weather.
I'm AccuWeather's Brian May on Real Talk 690 WIST. Partly sunny with a thunderstorm this afternoon, high 93. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 75. Sunshine tomorrow and Sunday with a thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon and evening, high each day, 93. I'm AccuWeather's Brian May on New Orleans Real Talk 690 WIST.
Today's talk brought to you by Kaopectate. Don't let diarrhea stop you. Stop diarrhea with Kaopectate. Kaopectate stops diarrhea fast and has two key electrolytes, potassium and sodium, to help you recover. Stop diarrhea fast with Kaopectate.
You want to hear about it now, or would you like to wait a week or two before everyone else reports on it? That's what I thought. Eric Asher on New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690, WIST.
Don't you call my house, don't you call myself. I don't want to hear you ring my bell.
You're listening to New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST. My name is Eric Asher. Thanks for being with us. We got a lot of guests. Actually, it's a parade in the studio right now. We got folks waiting to come in, so let's jump into it, Frank. We got our next guest. It's James Vella of Vella Art, and we're going to talk a little bit about his glassware. James, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
Well,
appreciate
actually,
it.
We're not talking about that glassware.
What are we going to talk about?
You know, during Dirty Linen Night, that particular night is going to be the opening of his show at Angela King, and I just wanted to bring you that this is one of the pieces that's on that he's going to be showing. It's just a fabulous piece. If you go to Angela King, New Orleans, to the one of the pieces, and I'm not going to take away the big piece. I want you to talk about that.
Before we do, James, describe what I'm looking at here for the folks, because this is a beautiful work of
and
art.
And wait till you see it in color. It's just unbelievable.
So. Well, it's about a 4.5 foot in diameter lotus flower with floating above lily pads.
You say 4.5 feet?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that
wow.
Big.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
So, first off, we need to let everybody know that normally you're at Studio Inferno. Of course, it's closed right now because it is summertime.
I'm at Vella Vetro.
Vella Vetro,
right,
which is
upstairs, in the Studio Inferno building on 3000 Royal.
3000 Royal. And this show, is this your first show that you're doing, or first show in New Orleans?
It's my first show with Angela King.
Okay,
and
perfect.
It's my first time I've ever participated in Dirty Linen.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, this was just amazing, and when I saw that, and that's not your main piece. I think you're showing 8 pieces?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And I think, let's tell everybody about your main piece that you're making.
I'm really excited about it. Holy smokes. Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, wait. You're making it and haven't seen
it
yet?
Well, he produced all the pieces.
Okay.
He hasn't put it together yet.
I don't know what it's exactly going to look like when
yeah.
I'm done. But it's going to be, 6 foot in diameter. And it's a chandelier made to represent basically a magnolia tree.
Yeah, and there's 11, I think, pieces coming out.
Don't tell Jan that it's about magnolia tree. Please, do not.
Well, I mean, everybody really is going to have to go and see these pieces. I didn't realize that one was 4 feet wide. And then I saw some of the pieces when I was in the studio
right.
when you were working on the magnolias, and I looked at that, and I said, I thought it was just an individual mm-hmm. piece. And then now he's telling me there's 11 of them coming out. So you're basically looking at a magnolia tree coming from the ceiling.
Wow. James, the art of glass blowing, the art of developing these type of pieces, how difficult is that? I mean, first of all, you're working with all this heat. You're working
right.
with glass.
Right.
I'm just blown away. I'm looking at just this piece, and it's not even in color, and then you're telling me how large the pieces are.
Uh-huh.
How tough is that?
It's pretty tough. There's a big learning curve in glass blowing, and that seems to... We call that job security. If you make it through that weeding out process, then you can really start to get creative. But it's pretty tough, and it makes it a little tougher in New Orleans. It gets pretty hot
right.
about this time of year. Today is the day I shut down my furnace today.
Right. Well, what's your inspiration? What inspires you to create this art?
Nature. I think that glass kind of gets pigeonholed in this little. Things that you can use around the house
sure.
and things that are can be in the
like these
the
great
house.
Glasses
exactly, and I think that to break out of that it has a lot more to offer, and for that reason I try to make as big and as impact as I can with glass sculpture.
Interesting enough, at Tales of the Cocktail in the craft market, he produced an absinthe fountain.
Yes,
and now what you didn't get to see if you were just looking mm-hmm. at it, if you put a black light to it, it actually turns into a green. I don't know, how would you call it? But what did you put into it? Platinum?
I made it out of uranium.
Out of uranium.
Out of uranium.
Yes.
Did I need to bring one of those detectors with me to make sure it wasn't hot?
But if you put a black light, it glows. And right. It was just that in, as a green fairy, basically, like that. Right. So it was pretty spectacular. And he had the black light there. And I'm looking at all the glasses starting to take on his aura, you know, the green fairy.
How did you come up with the concept of blowing glass, making an absinthe fountain, and then using uranium in it?
Well, uranium's been used in the American glass movement for a long time. They used that all the depression ware, you know, the press ware that you see from the 60s and stuff. Anything that has kind of a nice green tone to it was made out of uranium glass.
That's amazing.
If you do it in better concentrations, it'll actually show up with a black light.
Right.
And register maybe a little bit on a Geiger counter.
Well, tell us a little bit about where people can see your wares, and more importantly, about what's going to happen on Dirty Linen Night.
Oh, great. Well, I have a studio. It's on the second floor of the Studio Inferno building. It's called Bella Vetro Art Glass and Custom Design. And normally we're open 7 days a week. We like to shut down during the summertime. It gets a little bit too hot. Normally we'd like to have shut down by the end of June, and we just shut down today, so we're open a little bit longer than normal.
But you're also going to be teaching in Turkey for three weeks in
September. In September, I'll go to Istanbul and teach a course of glass blowing there, and I'm pretty excited about that. So we're going to shut down for a couple of months, but we'll be open to appointment, and you can look at us at bellavetro.com or give us a call.
Do we have a phone number? Is it 481-88?
No, that's the Angela King guy.
Okay.
No, 481-88.
75? I'm all over it, Frank.
There
all
right.
I'm all over it.
That's my paper. I should be over it, too. But you have mine.
I stole your paper. 481-88-75. Now, talk about the Angela King Gallery before we get out of here. Well, tell the folks a little bit about what you'll be doing there.
I'm really excited about that. It's going to be some new work. It's all going to be dedicated towards flowers, orchids, magnolias, and I'm really excited. We'll have about 8 pieces there. It's going to be a great event, Dirty Linen Night, and I'm really excited to be a part of that.
And the thing about it is, we were going to actually stop around the 300 block or 400 block, and actually because of this, we had to expand it on down. And it's actually right across from the Mondlane Hotel, actually where Tales of the Cocktail was.
That's
so
right.
Everybody,
so it's familiar
knows
territory.
That's right, exactly, very familiar territory to a lot of people. So.
Well,
absolutely.
I got to tell you, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you today, and I look forward to seeing your works of art. And for anybody that has not had an opportunity to see it, you can head over to the studio and check it out, or you can head over to on Dirty Linen Night.
That's right.
To the Angela King Gallery.
Well, the studio's closed until September.
Until September, right?
It'll be open. If you really want to come, if anybody wants to come see, just give
appointment.
Us a call.
Okay.
By appointment.
Right.
And, I only live a block away.
Right, and that's 481.
8875.
Thanks so much, James. I appreciate you being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been appreciated. And before we get out of here, that's a beautiful, beautiful glass.
Thank you.
And an absinthe spoon. The absinthe spoons he made were in the shape of a fleur-de-lis.
Oh, get out of here.
Yes, I forgot to say that. I mean, you know, he blew fleur-de-lis absinthe spoons.
You stay away from my wife, James.
All right.
You hear me? When I see you on Dirty Linen Night, stay away from my wife.
Right.
I got too much fleur-de-lis at the apartment now. It turned into a big fleur-de-lis.
Yeah, but it'd go great with that absinthe bottle.
No doubt about it. Hey, folks, hang in there with us. We're going to take a quick break. That was James Vella of Vella Art. And, of course, you can see him on Dirty Linen Night, which is Saturday, August 9th, 6 to 9 on Rawl Street. Come on out and then be a tourist in your own hometown. We come back. Frank Stansberry is going to introduce some friends from Satchmo Fest. We got some giveaways as well. I'm going to be giving away some passes to the Satchmo Strut. Also, we're going to give away some cruise and
we'll probably do that first when we come back,
right.
And then we'll do the tickets to the Satchmo
Strut
right at the end.
Did I say Strut before?
You said Fest.
Did I say
Fest? It's going to be Strut.
We're going to be Strut. You're listening to New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST.
You want to hear about it now, or would you like to wait a week or two before everyone else reports on it? That's what I thought. Eric Asher on New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST. Eric Asher on New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST.
Upon the wall, and it's a heart.
ever notice when you got a bunch of wires, somehow they come alive and they wrap themselves around each other like snakes, and you never can figure out where the first wire was? It's kind of where I am right now. I got a bunch of wires around me, and I'm trying to figure out how to unplug my laptop so I can roll out of here at the top of the hour and head over to the WYS studios. Lee Zurich and yours truly will be on Informed Sources tonight, 7 and 11:30 on WYS Channel 12.
You know, talk about that. When we're in Tales of the Cocktail, you know, when you stand in a place for 5 days or 6 days,
right,
you wind up having your charger for your phone, your Bluetooth, your Razer, your camera, your flash for your camera,
right,
and so you have a whole assortment of just chargers all lined up on the counter there for everything,
sure,
being charged.
Well, you don't want anything to run out.
Well, exactly. You can't afford for it to run out.
Before we bring on our next guest, James,
yeah,
Patterson of Snug Harbor and, of course, Satchmo Fest, we want to talk a little bit about Cruzan Rum, and we're going to give away some Cruzan Rum. I've had a chance to taste this rum before. This is fabulous rum.
It is fabulous, and this is a single-barrel estate rum.
Tell the folks what single-barrel is all about.
Okay, well, single-barrel is basically... It's going to come out that, well, it's just what it is. It's a single barrel. It's put in there. It's not blended, basically. You know, you don't have some barrels aged 3 years and some aged two and another one aged five, and they blend it together. What you come out of here is out of one barrel. They tasted it, and it's to the perfection of the age. It you know, it's perfect at that point. I'm not going to talk too much about the Cruzan at this point.
Right.
But for Dirty Linen Night, I want everybody to know that... actually, Lafette News is going to be starting something called La Nouvelle Orléans back again, and they're going to start the crew of Jean Lafette. And we would like people to
join, huh?
We want them to join, but for Dirty Linen Night, we want them to come dressed as pirates also. We're going to be talking about this.
See, Frank, are you going to be in a pirate uniform?
I am going to be in a pirate outfit, and actually we're going to have the wenches of the French Quarter actually manning the info booths. So feel free to dress in a summer pirate outfit now. You don't need the coats and all that kind of stuff.
Please.
Like that. So, and the ladies, you know, you can come dressed in those little sexy pirate outfits.
Yeah,
so,
that was what Frank was getting to.
But anyway, we have two bottles of fabulous Cruzan single barrel estate rum.
Let's go. Third and sixth caller, is that okay? Can we do that?
Fine.
Third and sixth caller, as I get attention, and as I get my producer's attention behind the glass over there. Third and sixth caller at 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. You got a bottle of Cruzan single barrel estate rum. You must be 21.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll be carding you at the door. Third and sixth caller, you got a free bottle of Cruzan single barrel estate rum. We have two to give away, so third and sixth caller, one each. You get it. Calling 504-260-0690. Now, Jason Patterson is with us from Snug Harbor.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Satchmo Fest. We also have some giveaways from Satchmo Fest as well. Let's get into it. First of all, Jason, welcome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, Eric.
Well,
great to be here.
You know, that Satchmo Fest, next week is going to be large. We've got a lot of things going on. But one of my best events of the entire year, and I always tell you this every year because it is the Satchmo Strut. And it's actually the lead off of Satchmo Fest, which starts on Saturday and Sunday, but the Satchmo Strut is on Frenchman Street, and Jason has put that together along with his Jazz Centennial Celebration, which he'll tell you a little bit about. Let's talk about the celebration first, and then if we get a moment, we'll talk about what you actually do, because there's a lot of work that goes on with the money you make from the Satchmo Strut.
Well, it is a fundraiser for our nonprofit, Jazz Centennial, and we do programs all throughout the year. And we can do many more programs relative to how well and successful the Satchmo Club Strut is. And we've been doing that. This will be the eighth year that we did it on Frenchman Street. Sandra Dardis, who had been the director of the Satchmo Summerfest in 2001 when we were celebrating the 100th year anniversary of Louis Armstrong's birth. Asked me about doing a club crawl around the area, and of course the first thing I thought of was Frenchman Street.
That's right. You knew that well.
I knew that quite well. Yeah, I've been living on that street for about 35 years and seen it develop, and the timing was terrific because 2001, it had just gone through another surge of a number of nighttime outlets opening up, clubs offering live music that really is so appropriate for New Orleans. And, you know, when I was developing the concept of the Strut and how we were going to produce it and all, I checked out other similar club crawl kinds of things. I went to Kansas City where they do a sort of a jazz crawl. But, you know, they have buses where they have to go all around town.
Right.
And I realized, and it really confirmed, that we have such a unique environment here in New Orleans, and Frenchman Street has developed all on its own, just in a casual form.
And illegally at first, but now legally.
Right. Well, yeah.
That's
we
right.
have to
that's
say
right.
that.
Well, I love saying that.
Because that's could have kept that to ourselves. I tell you what, but before we go any further, yeah. let's do this. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Sashmo Strut, but let's give away some passes. The lines are cleared now. We already have our winners for the Kuzan Single Barrel Rum.
Perfect.
The Sashmo Strut is when?
Next Friday.
Next Friday night.
From
and
6 to 2 o'clock in the morning.
6 till 2. It's a beautiful thing.
A little small time limit.
Yeah, and you don't want to miss a minute either.
Now, these are VIP passes.
VIP passes.
And the VIP passes, it'll bring you into every venue that's on the list. Plus, it'll bring you to 3 balconies at this point. There may be a fourth one, but
right.
3 at this point, where there'll actually be food and entertainment up there and a cocktail that'll be free of charge. Also.
There you go.
It's all part. And these are $75 VIP badges or armbands.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's $150 for two.
For
so
two.
Whoever
so
calls
gonna,
in.
That's right. We're going to do the fourth.
Very big
we'll do the fourth and the ninth caller, and they will get a pair of VIP passes
correct.
To the Sachmo Strut
next Friday night
on Frenchman Street. Fourth and ninth caller, a $150 value.
You're right. Exactly. For the pair.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's jump into it. We got about 4 minutes left in the segment. I want to get to what's happening with the Sachmo Festival.
Okay.
Well, as Frank was saying, you know, the balconies are totally unique because each one has a great band. We have 3 this year that include Charmaine Neville's band on one, Delphio Marcellus's quintet on another. And each one, the band plays on the balcony so the folks downstairs can hear the music.
On the street.
But the folks, the VIPs, are up there with them.
Right.
And
let me stop you guys for a second. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST is the number. 504-260-0690, 1-888-880-WIST. I'm sorry, Jason, for interrupting.
That's okay. So the overall strut is within about a 4-block radius. We've actually expanded this year to include Loretta's down the street and the John, another bar farther down the street. So we're expanding on the theme to include over 20 outlets. We've talked restaurants. We have a bike shop that's doing a live band. There's all these outlets on the street and up on the balconies and brass bands parading around. Rebirth Brass Band is going to be parading. We have films being shown and different kinds of multimedia installations. So it's really an experience for one night only.
And it's really great. Frenchman Street always comes alive at night with the great music, obviously the food, everything that's going on there. It really is kind of, I don't know, the epicenter, I think, of New Orleans music today when you really want to talk about
where
you
locals.
Locals, no doubt,
yeah,
where the locals
exactly.
go. But this is a great festival. This festival has really transformed into something that really is a much-needed shot in the arm for New Orleans, hasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Especially for summer.
Yes.
You know, we really need that, and our businesses down on Frenchman Street need to have different kinds of special events. So I'm glad we stepped up for it. All the detailed information, a full detailed schedule, is now up at our website, which is www.jazzcent.com, and you can purchase tickets now from the website. And our number is 504-309-5299 if you need more info.
All right. And,
and what is the cost of the regular, not the VIP, but the regular badge if you just wanted to get into the venues itself?
They're only $25.
Oh, wow.
We really like to have them, we like to have different levels so we can have all sorts of folks come and participate. So we have a $25 and then a $75.
And then the $25 allows you to get into 20 venues, basically, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, what? And then, of course, the VIP does have food and free drinks, on the balconies. But
dates for Sachmo Fest? We got about a minute left.
Well, Sachmo Strut.
Sachmo Strut,
Friday,
right? But the whole
Sachmo Fest will be
Saturday
and Sunday at the Old Mint. You know, we'll be there. And we'll talk about the fest next week.
And I'm going to bring Jason back on the program on
absolutely.
Our music program
with
Sharon McKee and talk a little bit about Snug Harbor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jason, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it very much. We appreciate the passes. We appreciate the giveaways as well. And make sure you're a tourist in your own hometown next Saturday as we do a little Sachmo.
And LafetteNews.com is going to have the whole list of musicians
right.
and everything that's going to be playing.
We can just call it next weekend, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Next
there
weekend.
Go.
There you go. Jason, thanks so much for being with us.
Welcome to our neighborhood.
There you go. We are happy to be here. My name is Eric Asher. Hey, folks, make sure you check out Corey Johnson. He's coming up next 3 to 5. And then Corey Johnson and yours truly tomorrow at Ray Brandt Nissan on the Palco, on the Best Bank. It is Ray Brandt Sports Saturday. My name is Eric Asher. Thanks to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guests we've had. I'll see you tonight on Informed Sources, Channel 12. From the dog catcher to the governor, they all got to go.